Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As I expected, a growing number of foreign central banks are pitted against the U.S. government. Gold's price is an unofficial report card on the health of the U.S. dollar, economy, and the government, while the dollar is strong, is an effective world reserve currency. This status generates a multi-trillion dollar interest-free subsidy for the U.S. Also, a strong dollar allows the U.S. government to finance huge deficits at lower interest rates. Therefore, the U.S. government has a strong incentive to hold down gold and silver prices. However, suppression tactics by the U.S. government have become so flagrant that more central banks have caught on. As a result, central banks are no longer net sellers of gold. The latest statistics of acknowledged official gold reserves show central banks are net buyers, and at the fastest pace since 1965. Most acquiring central banks are from undeveloped and developing nations. Gold rose 4% on Friday, June 1, after the horrible monthly U.S. jobs report. Almost every month for the last 5 years, U.S. government officials have knocked down gold and silver prices as this data was released. On June 1st, that didn't happen. But the U.S. government couldn't allow higher gold and silver prices to continue. The perfect opportunity to counterattack came up June 6 when Federal Reserve Chair Ben Bernanke was to speak before Congress. 1 hour before Bernanke spoke, there was no physical gold available on the London market. However, a flood of paper contracts for gold and silver began to be sold. Within 4 hours, more than 16.5 million ounces of paper gold was sold. My understanding is that almost all of this gold, which represents more than 20% of annual worldwide gold mine output, was purchased by other central banks. Further, a lot of central bank purchases were made by countries like China and Russia that are not reporting gold reserve acquisitions. A high percentage of paper silver was also sold to central banks. While the U.S. government succeeded in knocking down gold and silver prices last Wednesday, all it did was provide another bargain opportunity for foreign central banks to add to their reserves at the ultimate expense of American taxpayers. The mainstream media reported that gold and silver prices fell because of Bernanke's remarks to Congress. That was absolutely false, as the price suppression started an hour earlier. This leaves it for people like me to clue you in. What's going on is that more foreign central banks are buying gold and planning for the coming decline and possible collapse of the U.S. dollar. If they are doing so, shouldn't you do the same? That's it for this time. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.